My name is Catherine Shaw, and I'm the lead advanced practitioner for the remote and rural support team, known as the RST. I thought I'd use the next few minutes to talk to you about the team and what it takes to become an advanced practitioner working in the RST in remote and rural areas such as Skye. While Skye has the largest cluster of advanced practitioners, the RST is spread all over West Highland, from Harrickle all the way up to Ullapool. They work in hours supporting GPs to have study days and take leave, out of hours as part of the out of hours GP cover, and we have 9 posts in Skye. To join the team as a trainee, the practitioners must already be highly experienced and dynamic paramedics or nurses. Their journey is intense, as they must complete several courses at master's level, with a number of other courses running alongside these, such as minor injuries, minor illness, basic Scotland for both adults and children, and advanced life support. This is not all the learning they will be expected to complete, but just a few of them to give you a flavour of the many academic requirements they must complete in a very short 18-month period. Whilst they complete their academic courses, they must also work clinically in order to gain valuable experience from both the doctors and qualified advanced practitioners they work alongside. In addition, there is also a substantial portfolio they must complete. This starts on day one of their training and is their proof of learning. It is not enough to be academically gifted. We need to know that each advanced practitioner has understood what they have been taught and can prove they are able to use that knowledge in a real-life clinical setting. This portfolio is generally the very last thing completed in this part of their journey and is presented to and signed off by myself, the Medical Director and the Associate Director of Nursing. Many of the practitioners in the RST will continue on the educational pathway and seek to gain their full masters. But even those who don't continue to learn and gain experience. There are many courses that must be completed again and again in order to update, maintain, or increase their clinical knowledge. All of that training, however, is only one part of what we ask of them. We are teaching them to cross boundaries. Historically, nurses and paramedics, however experienced and knowledgeable they have been, in the past they have handed over the care of patients to doctors to complete clinical assessments, diagnose the illness, prescribe the drugs, and refer on to other specialities, or even discharge. Now this is also their territory. And with that comes an enormous amount of responsibility and accountability. The RST is a one-off. When it started, there was nothing like it anywhere. We have had articles written about us, we have presented at conferences, and we advise other teams all over Scotland how we did it and continue to do it. Of course, I am slightly biased, but I have to say, I am not only proud of what we have achieved, I am also proud of every single member of the team who have decided to make the incredibly arduous journey to become an advanced practitioner in the rural support team.